This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, the 6th of June, the 70th anniversary of D-Day. The day that began the end of the war in Europe, where so many people paid the ultimate sacrifice. We're going to be joined later in the show with Alex Jones, as well as with Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group, who are going to be talking about taking control of your individual health. And why should you do that? It's not just for your health benefits. There are many other things that are pulled in here, as we're reminded by some of the breaking news today. And a couple of stories on InfoWars. The first one by Paul Joseph Watson. A new medical law is mandating private conversation with a child before every doctor visit. You need to take control of your health care because you don't want to be pulled into this metastasizing surveillance state. Another article out today on InfoWars from John Rappaport. Obama says, Obamacare, watch out, here comes predictive modeling. They're going to be using all kinds of metadata about your medical history to infer things about your private life. You're going to be under a microscope if you have to participate in this government-run healthcare system. But this is very, very egregious. Not only can they get into your life, they can basically destroy your family if they're going to mandate this. And this lady who went there was told that there was no way for her to opt out of a private consultation with her 17-year-old daughter. She was told that that was a new law. She had no other options, but this is an amazing story. We're going to go into that. We also have a breaking story about a shooting in a Seattle Christian school. It was stopped by one brave person. Now, this guy did not have a gun. He had pepper spray, but he was able to stop the shooting. Three people have been wounded there. One died. And so the question is, in my mind, I don't know the details of this. I don't know the timing of this. The question in my mind is, if he had had a gun and been on site, would he have had to wait until the gunman was reloading before he could have stopped this? Would he have had to wait for the gunman to get off so many shots before he could have stopped this? We always say the only way that you stop a bad man with a gun is with a good man with a gun, or a good man who waits until the guy has to reload. There are many people out there, as this young man would do, would lay down their lives to save other people. He's a hero. His name is John Mice, and he's reported to be a devout Christian. This is a Christian school, an excellent student. He took this guy on, essentially unarmed, and took him down. But we know that if people have concealed carry, if they have the ability to protect themselves, they will also protect others. We're also going to be covering, of course, D-Day. We're going to be talking about what it meant. And we're going to be talking about the hypocrisy of the Obama administration. Of course, he's there today in France with these ceremonies. And as they're praising the veterans who did this 70 years ago, many of them are dead, of course, but as he's praising them, we see everything that's happening with Bergdahl to the Veterans Administration. New information today about 18 people dying at a VA on a waiting list, about almost 2,000 who were told they were on a waiting list and they never were put on a waiting list. We also have some breaking news. Again, this is not only the 70th anniversary of D-Day today, but yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the Snowden documents. We have even more verification, this time from one of the large cell phone carriers in the UK, Vodafone, talking about how the government there and governments all over the world, essentially, are setting up their own private rooms to tap into phone calls. And we always hear that it's just about metadata. And that would be bad enough if that were true. But they talk about the fact that they are grabbing phone conversations, text messaging, and Vodafone is tired of it. They don't like this situation. They're trying to get the public to be aware of where this is leading. And you know, where it's eventually leading is exactly what we're seeing with this new medical law in Michigan mandating that they come into your family's life. There is no privacy for us anymore. They're constantly coming after us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is a modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, June 6, 2014, the 70th anniversary of D-Day, the beginning of the end of the war in Europe, and the amazing sacrifice that people paid as they jumped into just continuous gunfire is just amazing even today. And there are some veterans who are still alive. As a matter of fact, CNN had a story with a 93-year-old veteran. He was 23 when he parachuted onto the beach, and he parachuted onto the beach at 93. At 23, he was one of the older guys in his unit. Most of the guys that were there were teenagers. It was teenagers that were dying that day on Normandy. And he said, of course, it was much easier this time because nobody was shooting at him, even though he was 93. And you talk about heroes, you know, we still have heroes. There's a story that's coming out of the shooting yesterday in Seattle at the Seattle Pacific University, a Christian university. A fellow named John Mice. I believe if I'm spelling his name correctly, it's M-E-I-S. They said he had a habit of carrying pepper spray, and as the shooter at the university was shooting, he had wounded three people, one of whom subsequently died. The guy began reloading his shotgun, and this guy saw his opportunity, sprayed him with pepper spray, and he and other students jumped on him and subdued him and stopped the shooting. Of course, that's what we were always saying. Good people stop bad people from doing things. And as long as we have a society where there are good people who outnumber the bad people, people who will risk their lives just like this young student did, we are better off having our own firearms. The question I look at when I look at this is like, I wonder if he had had a firearm instead of pepper spray, if he had been able to come after this guy while the guy still had a loaded gun, because he had a loaded gun, if he could have taken him down from a distance, would it have saved that life? Would those three people have been shot? Would that one person have died? I don't know. I don't know the facts of the case. Of course, that was a question we asked about the Fort Hood shooting. Jakari and Kit Daniels asked the general that. They said, you know, how long did it take to get? Oh, we were very happy with how long it took the police to get there. It only took them 10 minutes. Well, in that amount of time, a lot of people can get shot. And they disarm our soldiers. They want to disarm the public. But today on the 70th anniversary of D-Day and the heroes that were there, we see that we still have heroes amongst our midst. And we're going to be talking later in the show about the hypocrisy of Obama being at Normandy, honoring these vets at the same time that he is pushing and trying to start more conflict, not only reviving the Cold War, but pushing it to a point where it could very well erupt into a third world war. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the what's behind that. We're going to talk about taking control of your individual health. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi, Dr. Group. And Alex is going to join us in the third hour because there is an amazing story that is up on Infowars.com from Paul Joseph Watson about a new medical law that is mandating private conversations with children before every doctor visit. But before we get to that, I want to talk about another story that's up by Paul Joseph Watson. That's a sheriff calling Homeland Security on a journalist just because he requested public records. Now, yesterday we talked about the one-year anniversary of the Snowden leaks, the beginning of the documents. I say leaks, the beginning of the revelation of these documents. He has been criticized as a spy. We've seen people like Newt Gingrich say he needs to be brought back as a spy, executed. Others have called for his imprisonment, because he exposed criminal actions of the government. They don't want you to know anything about what they do. They think that they should have all knowledge, however, about everything that you do. Many people have said, well, I don't care if the government looks at everything that I do. Well, you better care, because they're going to, in many cases, misconstrue what they learn about you through metadata. Maybe even through your conversations. We talked about, when we were talking about Ed Snowden's anniversary, we talked about how a British couple who was coming to visit America talked about how they were going to dig up Marilyn Monroe, and they were stopped by the people at the airport. They were detained for, I think, 24 hours, eventually sent home without being allowed into America. The government authorities did not see the sarcasm in that. There are many ways that you could get in trouble with just a false positive, but why should we live our life as an open book to the authorities anyway? Why is it that everything that they do is secret? But everything that we do is open. At the Bilderberg meeting, one of the topics was, does privacy exist? Well, no, actually it doesn't, because those people are some of the key players making sure that it doesn't exist. When they went there, they brought paper documents with them. They met in a hotel that they had evacuated days before and scanned for any listening devices, any bugging devices. They understand the importance of privacy. That's why they want it, and they want to take it away from you. But look at how this has gone even one step farther. Not only are they going after a journalist, in this case in Tennessee, who's trying to get information about public records through a Freedom of Information request. He's trying to get information about what's going on in prison. He believes that there is abuse going on at this prison. And so he requests the information. And what does he get? He gets harassment from the sheriff. Listen to this story.
Marshall County Sheriff's Office apparently doesn't feel it has to comply with the law.
He's an editor for the Prison Legal News and has been working on a piece about complaints coming out of the jail. He's suing Sheriff Norman Dalton for refusing to release public records of alleged questionable practices in the prison system.
It included policies regarding medical care for inmates, the contract of the jail with phone companies to provide phone services for inmates, the grievance procedure and process used at the jail for inmates who raise complaints.
Not only did the sheriff's office deny those requests, Sheriff Dalton admitted on the witness stand to ordering background checks on Freedman, calling the Department of Homeland Security, and even going to Freedman's house.
Yeah, I think that's very alarming and very disturbing that a law enforcement officer can do a background check, and in this case actually drove in to check my residence in person, just because I filed a public records request with his agency.
All things Dalton's attorney said were done to protect the jail.
Well, like the sheriff said on the witness stand, if he's not personally familiar with the person requesting or know that they're a resident, then he has the right.
I don't think the sheriff wants this guy for his lawyer, if you say that. He's not the most articulate guy. The amazing thing about that is that not only did the sheriff just refuse to comply with the Freedom of Information request, but then he pushes back to intimidate this journalist. He gave him, as he mentioned in the video that you just heard, gave him a home visit. He ordered background checks for him. He even called the Department of Homeland Security to get federal agents to harass him. We saw this with Wolfgang Halbig when he started asking for Freedom of Information requests about the Sandy Hook shooting. This is a guy who is a security expert. He's had seminars. He's consulted with many different organizations about how to make schools more secure. He's been to Columbine. He's been to all the places where they had shootings. And yet, in Connecticut, in the last year, rules have changed. And so, in Connecticut, when he starts asking them for Freedom of Information, what they did was they passed his information on to some Florida law enforcement who show up at his house not once but twice to harass him, to ask him if he owns a gun, that type of thing. Now, one of the things that I thought was interesting in the story by Paul Joseph Watson is that the sheriff's attorney said that that this journalist's attempt to obtain the records in person invalidated the request. Really? If you're going to ignore my requests, we're going to show up in person. We've done that multiple times. We asked the airport here in Austin to give us some information about what the TSA new program with some new equipment. They totally ignored what we requested. We had the same thing happen with the Asymmetric Warfare Center. And you know what? When you ignore requests, repeated requests, we're going to show up. And if you think that's suspicious, if you get in our face about it, you're going to be the story. Because you're the one with something to hide. You're the one that doesn't want to let the people that you work for know what's going on. And that tells us that you're doing something that you don't want seen. We don't have to have national security for everything that every government employee in this country does. That's not necessary. But everybody is acting as if they worked for the CIA. Everything is a state secret. We can't know anything about anything. But they need to know everything about us. So let's go to this next article here. This is in Michigan. And this is an article also from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars Today. A Michigan mother takes her 17-year-old daughter to the physicians for a minor foot injury, and she's told that there's a new state law. And so this is what she says. She says, the receptionist told me that it's a new law, and there's no opting out of it, that her daughter is going to have a private consultation with somebody there. At which point she said, I asked if I needed to leave and go to an urgent care center because I was not going to submit my daughter to such a conversation. She said, well, that didn't go over very well. So the receptionist closes a window and immediately the office manager comes out and confronts her and says, may I speak with you? She said, there's a new policy that would allow a child to access his or her medical records online and the child would be allowed to block a parent from viewing the website. Well, to sum it up, basically what this woman said is she told them that she's not going to allow anybody to talk to her child privately. But as Paul points out, this is a long history that our government is not only prying into our family lives, but it's also prying into our children's lives. It's trying to take over control of our children as well as our own personal lives. And, of course, at the bottom of this is something where they go in and they talk to her about birth control, about sexually transmitted diseases, where maybe they push condoms on young men, whatever. The parents need to be a part of that conversation. We've seen in Massachusetts parents very angry about very explicit sexual education given to very young children in elementary schools. And there was a parent who pushed back against that. He said, I want to get my child out of that, or I need to be there. They said, you have no right to know what we're talking to your children about. We're going to talk to them about sex, and you have absolutely no right to know anything about that. He sued, and he lost. And you know what the court said? They said, when you turn your child over to the government school, you have abandoned.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
It is because we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
That's right. Once it's everybody's responsibility, because the government is really the ones that they believe that they own your children. It used to be kind of obscure. It used to be just a few people were talking about that. But we just saw a commentator for CNN say, we need to get over this idea that you own your children. I'm sorry, MSNBC, that's right, MSNBC. And this is something that's been going on for quite a long time, even over the same issue as to who's going to talk to my child about sex. What are they going to tell them? When are they going to do it? At what age in their life? That's something that Michigan is now saying they're going to take charge of. You're not going to have any say-so. You don't have a way to opt out of this. Now, when people had complained about their elementary school children being exposed to very explicit sexual information at a very young age in elementary school, they took it to court. The court said, you have no rights. You have abandoned your child to the state once you bring them into the government school. That is a doctrine that has been called loco parentis in legal terms, in place of the parents. They see themselves as acting in place of the parents. But it actually is even broader than that. As we talked about the one-year anniversary of Ed Snowden, as we see what the government is grabbing on everybody, whether or not they suspect you of a crime, you know, we're all now considered to be guilty. And they're going to comb through our lives to see if we are violating any of their thousands and thousands of regulations, anything that they can pull up on us. And, of course, if you become a pain for the government, if you are a dissenter, if you criticize some of their policy, you will be investigated. You will be intimidated. That's what we see in the case in Tennessee, where we see a journalist trying to get information about prisoners that he believes are being ill-treated, only fed twice a day and other things. He was just trying to get some information with a Freedom of Request Act, Freedom of Information Request, and he was investigated by the sheriff, intimidated by the sheriff with home visits, background checks, even putting him, turning his name over to Homeland Security to be investigated. But when it comes to medical stuff, what we need to understand, one of the reasons that we oppose Obamacare is not just because it's extremely expensive and inefficient, because it's a welfare program. It was written by the insurance companies, and it's a welfare program for the insurance companies. That's really who it's a welfare program for. That's one reason to oppose it. The other reason to oppose it is because the government is going to use that as another point to investigate your life, to control your life. When we look at the justifications that we see from big statists in areas like New York, where Bloomberg banned soda pop, they're always talking about how you are a cost to society. Now, if everything is being provided by the government, if they're providing all the health care, what do you think they're going to say about your cost to society? What do you think they're going to demand to control in your life if they say that they're providing all of your health care? But there's another aspect to that, of course, and that is they're going to use it to pry into your life to see if you do something like that they don't approve of, like own a gun. We also see that the American Medical Association is alerting doctors to probe for that sort of information. And it goes even one step farther. On a story today on InfoWars, John Rappaport points out that a website, MedAI, that's medicalartificialintelligence.com, MedAI says, why is predictive modeling essential to healthcare? So it's not just helpful, it's essential to government-run healthcare. They say the algorithms of predictive modeling can analyze hundreds of data points to make a diagnosis or a prediction of risk. Well, that's fine if they're just looking at healthcare, right? Is it going to stop there? Or are they going to be doing a diagnosis to see if you are a threat to a political party, if you're a political threat, if you're a risk for the state? If they see that in any of these factors, then they're going to start coming after you in a more detailed way. That's what happens in an authoritarian state. We saw that in Tiananmen Square, as we had the 25th anniversary of the government crackdown there, as people were talking about that, they said people don't even know what happened if they weren't alive at that time. The younger generation, when presented with pictures of the tank man, think that it's a piece of art or that it's a parade that they're looking at. They have no idea what happened because the government has been able to flush that down the memory hole in the terms of 1984. That kind of Orwellian state, where the government controls all information, where the government shuts down all political dissent, all political activity, where they comb your life for every detail, where they take your children away and sexualize them in a kind of Brave New World approach, that's what we're concerned about. That's what we're going to be talking about. Alex Jones is going to be talking to us. He's going to be calling in. He's going to take this in a little bit more depth, and we're going to be joined.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-STONE. 557866.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour. He wants to talk about these amazing stories that are up on InfoWars about a new law in Michigan mandating that if any time you take your child to the doctor, they're going to have a private consultation where the parents are not allowed to be present. The parents aren't allowed to know what's being discussed. And that's going to happen whether you like it or not, as well as we see on the other spectrum, a sheriff in Tennessee who is given a request for information because a journalist who runs an organization reporting on prisons believes that there's some maltreatment of the prisoners going on there. So he files a Freedom of Information request, and he's the one who gets investigated. Of course, the request is denied, but he's investigated. Now, this half hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Just as we are telling you that you need to get prepared to take care of your own life so that you don't get caught up in this government surveillance system that healthcare is now becoming, patriots everywhere are getting prepared, and they're doing it with one of my favorite companies, MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com offers high-quality survival gear and is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. The food is delicious, easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops, storable for up to 25 years, and it's developed with space-saving and secure food storage bins, unlike flimsy plastic pails that you find almost everywhere else. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The globalists are counting on you to be unprepared. Fight back. Get prepared at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Now, as I was just mentioning, this is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. CNN had a story of a veteran named Jim Pee Wee Martin. He's 93 years old. He jumped when he was just 23 into that gunfire. He said it was a lot easier parachuting in at 93 onto Normandy Beach because nobody was shooting at him. But this is what else he had to say. He said, everybody was scared all the time. If they tell you anything differently, they're full of crap. But you just do what you had to do regardless. He said, that's the difference. That's the difference. You do what you had to do. And we had a story earlier about a young man who stopped the shooting at a Christian school in Seattle. He jumped the gunman. All he had was pepper spray. He had to wait until the gunman was reloading because he didn't have a firearm, but he took it upon himself to stop this guy who was shooting at innocent civilians. We still have heroes in America, but Obama is on Normandy, and he's talking about the veterans, praising the veterans as he should, but doesn't it ring hollow when he does it? As we've seen this week with Bergdahl, as it's come out that many servicemen who were in Afghanistan died looking for this guy who deserted, as people are now saying he declared jihad, that he voluntarily went over to them. He was with them for 5 years. They're now trying to back out of the situation where it's a clear situation where they violated the exact letter of the law about 30-day notice. They're trying to back out of that and say that they did it for his health. But Obama is there. He's there with other European leaders, and as we see, NATO and Europe and America are now pushing to start a new Cold War with what's going on in Ukraine. They may even start a third world war. And then there's the VA scandal. It just came out today that the acting VA secretary said that 18 vets in a Phoenix hospital died while they're on a waiting list. 18. And further in the article, it says that investigators have concluded that up to 1,700 veterans have been placed on a so-called secret list, quote-unquote, and they weren't even in line for medical appointments that they had requested. In other words, these people think they're going to get health care. They've been put on a secret list, and they're not even on any list. They're going to just sit there forever. It kind of sounds like Obamacare, doesn't it, where you go to this malfunctioning website, you think you sign up, and then when you go to get health care, you find that you're not signed up, that this thing didn't work. When we look at what happened with the World War II vets, you know, there's a very, very important story that we need to remember that happened in Tennessee. We just see this story out of Tennessee where the sheriff is now calling Homeland Security on anybody who investigates his wrongdoing. And there was corruption in Tennessee as some of these veterans came back from World War II. It's something called the Battle of Athens. And Leanne McAdoo did a special report on this last night on the Nightly News, and it gives you an insight into why Homeland Security and others who are trying to operate this secret surveillance police state are so afraid of veterans. Here's that report.
The Battle of Athens, Tennessee is not only a pristine example of the fight for democracy and freedom, but it's also an example of maybe why the government sees returning veterans as a threat.
A town infested with corrupt cops-turned-politicians who were lining their pockets by doling out tickets was turned upside down by some 3,000 veterans returning from World War II. The self-described wild vets became the target of law enforcement, who made a habit of picking up GIs and fining them heavily for just about anything. As election season approached, some of the returning veterans resolved to challenge the existing political monopoly by fielding their own nonpartisan candidates and working for a fraud-free election. The GI candidates promised an honest ballot count and reform of county government. But on election day, a town normally patrolled by just 15 deputies was swarmed with almost 200 armed deputies who turned up to patrol the precincts. Conflicts, of course, arose during polling, and a black man was shot in the back while trying to escape an officer assault. And when the polls closed, deputies seized the ballot boxes and took them to the jail. Opposition veterans responded by arming themselves and marching to the jail. In the end, the door of the jail was dynamited and breached. The barricaded deputies surrendered, and the ballot boxes were recovered. And the recouped ballots certified the election of the five GI Nonpartisan League candidates. Now, in the present day, not only do we face rampant election fraud, what with e-voting and millions miraculously rising from the dead to cast their vote for President Obama.
But the Battle of Athens also demonstrates how veterans are fearless. I mean, they've already stared right into the face of evil during battle, so they're not going to be afraid to stand up to tyranny when they return to the states. And this is what makes them enemy number one to a government that is hell-bent on totalitarianism.
A controversial Department of Homeland Security assessment from 2009 lists returning veterans among terrorist risks to the U.S. A Morgan County, Indiana police sergeant recently admitted that the increasing militarization of domestic police departments is partly to deal with returning veterans, who are now seen as a homegrown terror threat.
Tanks, guns, armor, all tried and tested on the battlefield. Now some of it is here in central Indiana on our streets, being used to keep us safe.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
During the standoff between cattle rancher Cliven Bundy and the Bureau of Land Management, the majority of the militia that rallied to Bundy's side were veterans. And while the mainstream media tried to paint the militia as lawless and intimidating, residents of Nevada who witnessed the exchange expressed their support for the militia, who did the job their sheriff failed to do.
That is bull crap. Those are my children and this is my community. If Metro does not have the guts to come out and protect us, what are you here for? What do we pay you guys for? And I want to tell every one of them, militia, thank you, because not one of our government officials, not one of our sheriffs or a Metro would have saved us that day. They didn't save us that day.
And the government's disdain for veterans is evident in the sorry state at Veterans Affairs.
The Phoenix Healthcare Center was busted creating secret waiting lists that amounted to little more than death panels for 40 veterans. 1,700 vets there were never even placed on a list at all, rather left to suffer indefinitely. And now 42 VA centers across the country are under investigation for possible abuse of scheduling practices, indicating the vast scope of contempt facing returning soldiers. So imagine the betrayal felt by veterans when they learned that the Obama administration had traded five top Taliban commanders in exchange for one army sergeant, considered by some to be a deserter, and whose attempted rescue on multiple occasions cost soldiers their lives.
But rather than get caught up in the mass distraction that is this prisoner exchange, stay focused on the real issue.
Our government wants to paint veterans as America's next terror threat. These are men and women who took an oath to protect the United States of America, even if it cost them their lives.
Why are they the threat? Because they're threatening you or me? No.
It's because veterans have been trained to take down America's enemies. And the shadow government that's now running this country is the real enemy number one.
Veterans, your skills and knowledge will take down the shadow government, and they know it. But don't play directly into the government's hand by allowing yourselves to be manipulated into a self-fulfilling prophecy of extremism. Instead, soldier up for the info war.
Great report from Leanne McAdoo. That's the sort of thing you can see at Prison Planet TV on a nightly basis. We hope that you'll support that by becoming a subscriber. If you become a subscriber, you can share that subscription with up to 10 other people who can simultaneously watch the news every night, as well as special reports, as well as all of Alex's documentaries. And there's quite a few of them. So it's a great way to wake up your friends and family. It's a great way to support our operation here. Now I'm joined with Anthony Gucciardi here in the studio. Anthony, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, that we see the veterans so poorly treated. We see them being experimented on. We see them going to veterans' hospitals, being told that they're on a waiting list to get health care, and yet they're on this secret waiting list. Listen to this. Before you comment, Columbia, Missouri, 19 were on a secret waiting list. St. Louis, 26. Kansas City, 37. Wichita, 20. And Phoenix, the big one, 1,700 were on a secret waiting list. They thought they were on a waiting list to get health care. They're just, there, I'll write your name down, make you feel good, and just shove you off to the side. And some of these people have died. 18 in Phoenix died waiting for treatment because they put them on these secret lists. That's the kind of treatment that people who have pledged to support the government get from the people that they're pledged to support. They really need, like these vets who fought at the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, they really need to be focused on defending their family, defending their homes, and defending the Constitution.
This is the symptom of the collapsing medical paradigm. All around us, we see it. And all around us, we find doctors rejecting patients, these lists that aren't so secret. I mean, you can look at Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, the InfoWars reporter.
Mm-hmm.
He was bleeding internally, and they told him, yeah, it could be a month or so before we even see you. Or Weldon, who is under the VA, who works in the warehouse here, he had strep throat. I mean, you could look at his throat. You could look down his throat, huge white bumps everywhere, extreme pain, couldn't even swallow water.
Hmm.
And he went in and they said, yeah, you know, we're not too sure what you have. It might just be a common cold. We're not sure we can treat you. And 2 weeks later, he finally kept going during lunch, like every single day. And they eventually said, yeah, we'll finally do a test. 4 days later, they call him and say, yeah, it was strep throat. We're going to work on getting you antibiotics. At this point, he could hardly talk. And he was thinking, why don't I just go to a regular doctor at this point?
Mm-hmm.
These people are shifting from the VA to the regular MDs, but the regular MDs are so taxed with the healthcare system that is complete garbage that they're all integrating to what's known as integrative medicine now. The whole system is collapsing, and they see this. All the smart MDs are going to natural alternative solutions.
And really what's happening to the veterans is they're really kind of the canaries in the coal mine, because As they're bringing on Obamacare, as 20 years ago when Hillary wanted Hillary Care, as they're putting it, everybody was saying, look at the VA. If the government can't run just a hospital system just for a subsection of the population, how are they going to do it for everybody? Right? A total mismanagement, total disregard, even for the people who have put their life on the line for this government. They're not just ordinary citizens who are there. I mean, they have defended this government, and the government betrays them to this degree. And so can we really trust the government's health care system to take care of us? Of course we can't.
It's like gun control for your biology. And what people don't realize is most of this is based on mental illness, not physical illness. I mean, you can look at some of the articles we're going to talk about today and also provide exact solutions and get into how we can transform our bodies in ways that don't rely on the medical paradigm. But specifically, we could look at the New York Times saying most will be mentally ill at some point in their lives, saying that more than half of Americans will develop a mental illness at some point in their lives. So you go, what does that even mean, a mental illness? It's so broadly defined that it means nothing. You could have a mental illness if you recently lost a loved one. You know, that's defined as a mental illness. You will therefore be given pharmaceutical drugs. And then the issue is, this study actually goes on. There's a
Which
lot we can
much
get into.
More mentally ill than you were.
Of course. I was on them before. When I was younger, I didn't know, and I thought they could actually maybe help me. And I felt like a zombie, and many others were. But the whole system now, what's good, there is a blessing in disguise here. The doctors, as some are quoted in this article as well, this is an older piece. The newer ones coming out today, all the doctors are saying, this is madness. We need to start looking for alternatives. And that's what's happening is the doctors now are seeing, because it's like a person walking around at first, they had some cancer cells growing in their body, you know, a little tumor they could hide under their shirt. Now it's the healthcare system in the United States is a walking tumor. It is just like oozing pus everywhere. And even the most conservative doctors can see there's something wrong here. And now they're actually pushing against the government. And the government and the pharmaceutical industry are the ones funding all of these studies saying that we're all mentally ill. Yes. Everything's fine.
Yes.
We shouldn't treat people over the age of 70 for anything. All of this. And that's what's happening with these waiting lists is they're actually looking at these, you know, fake studies that are funded by the pharmaceutical giants and the government where it is population control. It is basically if you're not prescribing, antidepressants, then it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is culminating to the collapse. But amid the collapse, the rats are all scurrying out, everything's going crazy, and the people are the ones suffering.
And I know this is a global problem because, of course, these large pharmaceutical companies are global multinational corporations. When we were in Copenhagen covering Bilderberg, there was an article here I've got on the Copenhagen Post right here. They're talking about close to one in three Danes mentally ill. And they said, according to a new research study, they had a quarter of all the Danes under the age of 50 had been treated for mental illness at some point in their life. They said they expected that to go up. That was only the tip of the iceberg. They had only, because of the way they had structured the study. But the bottom line is, a lot of that, as you pointed out, is broadly diagnosed. Any kind of depression is immediately, they're given very strong SSRI drugs or whatever. We see that this shooter, this young kid who killed those women, because he said he was sexually frustrated, we see that he was on Xanax.
Every single time.
That's a common threat. And, of course, they won't talk about that.
If Vegas had a betting game for all the mass shooters and crazy people, if you would just put $1 million every single time that they were on a pharmaceutical drug like an antidepressant, you'd be a very wealthy man. But look what they don't tell you in that article that they tell you in the other ones. I found this in the New York Times. It says, the findings of those studies are frequently cited by researchers, the ones that say that everyone's mentally ill, policymakers, and drug manufacturers to emphasize the importance of diagnosing and treating mental illness. And then another one goes on to talk about how the drug manufacturers and the government were two of the main funders of the study. So they fund it, then they use it to push the actual drugs on the population.
Yeah.
And that's obvious to most people, but guess what? They're admitting it over and over and over again. How is that possibly real science? It's phony, fake science, and that's what's happening with this collapsing paradigm.
Thank you, Anthony Gucciardi. And Anthony is going to be joined by Dr. Group in the next hour. We're going to talk to him about things that you can do to take over your individual health issues to make sure that you're protecting yourself and your family. So join us then. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next hour with Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi talking about how you can take control of your personal health so that you don't get sucked up into this healthcare system that's not only inefficient but invasive, part of the surveillance state, part of a state, as we learned today from an article from Anthony Gucciardi, where they believe in Michigan that they can take away your children whenever you take them to the doctor. They can take them away for private sexual consultations that you're not allowed to attend, that your children can block you from knowing anything about it, and that they will not allow you to opt out of this in any way, shape, or form. Very disturbing. So Alex is going to be joining us to talk about that. We've been talking about the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Today is June the 6th, the beginning of the invasion of Normandy 70 years ago. And as I look at this and I look at the horrific situation that these young soldiers were put in, the guy who jumped today at the age of 93, he was 23, but the guys that he was jumping with, most of them were teenagers. They were teenagers that were jumping into this situation, teenagers that were dying. Strauss and Howe have talked about how in a book called The Fourth Turning, as I've mentioned several times when I've talked here on the radio about the repeating of history, the rhyming of history, the rhythm of history, they point out that there is a cycle that you rise to a crisis point about once every 70 to 80 years, and they see that happening very soon for us. As a matter of fact, they believe that it already started around 2007, 2008. They wrote their book 10 years earlier than that. It's something like World War II and the Great Depression. Earlier, before that, it was the Civil War. Before that, it was the Revolutionary War. Going back, they trace this cycle back all the way back to the mid-1400s. So what are we going to be facing? And the question is, when this brave generation, as Tom Brokaw called them, the greatest generation, when they fought and died, when they fought evil, did they know where this had come from? There's an excellent article by Kurt Nemo on Infowars.com, The Greatest Generation Sacrificed for Bankers. And he points out that as they're recreating these parachute drops and fireworks displays and movies, where 60 million people, 2.5% of the world's population, were killed, he said the responsibility for the staggering loss of life and property is uniformly placed on Hitler and the Nazis, but excluded from the official history is the fact that Hitler and the National Socialists would not have risen to power without the help of international bankers and American and German corporations like the ones we just covered at Bilderberg. Professor Anthony Sutton's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler documents how key Wall Street financiers and other international bankers subsidized the rise of Hitler and the Nazis. Most notably, the late Senator Prescott Bush, grandfather of former President George W. Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies profiting from the Nazi war machine and its destruction in Europe. In a 2004 Guardian article, they obtained information from newly discovered files in the U.S. National Archives that a firm of which Prescott Bush was a director had been involved with financial architects of Nazism. That's from Ben Aris in Berlin and Duncan Campbell. They said, remarkably, little of Bush's dealings with Germany has received public scrutiny, partly because of the secret status of the documentation involving him. When I look at what happened, to me, the people who fought in World War II are embodied by the character that you see portrayed in the movies of Captain America. I mean, that's what they drew their inspiration from, straight up, honest, totally lacking in guile, people who would sacrifice themselves for it. And yet, like Captain America, has that generation, has America overall, fallen asleep after that great struggle against evil, not realizing that Hydra, that the secret Nazi organization, has enacted the same kind of control through the bankers that initially started World War II to begin with? We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products.
Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-313.